E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump slashed the size of two national monuments in southern Utah. Jennifer King has details.
We're actually giving more than we did the first time back to the people of Utah.
Grand Staircase Escalante and Bears Ears National Monuments together cover more than 3 million acres. The monuments were established to protect ancient cliff dwellings, petroglyphs, and scenic canyons on public lands considered sacred by many Native Americans. But they also have coal and uranium deposits.
You can't do anything. You can't go hunting. You can't go fishing. You can't do anything. You can virtually not even walk on it.
Utah politicians have long opposed the size of the monuments. Governor Spencer Cox is on hand for the signing.
These multi-million acre monuments that are bigger than the state of Delaware certainly do not fit that designation.
Davina Smith-Ijessa, co-chair of the Bear Ears Intertribal Coalition, says the move was heartbreaking and sidesteps a legal responsibility to consult with tribal nations. Jennifer King, Washington.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster's named Darlene Graham Nordone as her late brother Lindsey Graham's temporary replacement in the U.S. Senate. Meg Kennard has more on that.
It's somewhat unusual for a sibling to be appointed to succeed their sibling in the event of their death after Graham died over the weekend, but it's kind of makes sense in this circumstance. We see this happen a lot of times with widows fulfilling the unexpired term of their husbands when they die in office. Graham never married, never had children of his own, but he and his sister have always been really close, and she has played an integral role in a lot of his campaigns.
U.S. Central Command says it's begun another round of strikes against Iran. It comes hours after President Trump announced the U.S. is reinstating a blockade and will charge other ships for safe passage, calling it reimbursement for protection.
Including Israel, including Saudi Arabia, including Qatar, including UAE, we're protecting all of them.
This is AP News. Graduation rates are soaring at Bureau of Indian Education schools.
The U.S. agency that oversees dozens of schools serving Native Americans is reporting more on-time high school graduations than ever. The Bureau of Indian Education says nearly 80% of high schoolers graduated within 4 years in 2025. That's up from only half a decade before. The Trump administration attributes that boost in part to a push to fix flawed data collection, though some educators at tribally controlled BIE schools credit their own innovations, like expanded virtual learning and career training options for students. Meanwhile, tribal leaders fear that progress could be undermined by Trump administration policies that are reshaping the BIE, from the planned dismantling of the U.S. Department of Education to DOGE staff reductions. I'm Savannah Peters.
More news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hello, my name's Stephen Fry. Today, it's my pleasure to be your guide on this quite interesting tour of London.
Find out how Big Ben
keeps accurate time with the help of a handful of pre-decimal coins, like pennies, farthings and shillings from 1933.
And that
London's classic red phone boxes were actually based on a tomb.
Join Stephen Fry and the makers of QI for fun-filled and fact-laden GPS-enabled audio tours. Enjoy on location or at home. To get started, visit qi.com/walkingtours.